Well, good morning again to everyone. Wonderful Sunday school lesson. Really enjoyed it. Just wonderful for us to just share and discuss, and we always learn something new or pick up on something that we haven't looked at in a certain way before. So that's the wonderful thing about the Word of God is just sharing it with each other. We all growing and learning together, and just a wonderful, wonderful time with that. I'm going to bring a message today to kind of continue with the theme. We talked about Solomon in the temple and people getting their focus off of God and really challenging us to think about our own relationship with Him and understanding the perspective and the mindset that we have toward Christ and the things of Christ. And how God wants us to look at things, you know. I've shared a message about the story of Jesus and Nicodemus before, but I want to come from a little bit of a different angle of thinking about. We think about being born again and what, you know, the struggle that Nicodemus had with understanding that. But I want us to look at it from a standpoint of a renewed mindset and perspective. So this message today is titled "A Renewed Mind." I'll open up with a word of prayer. Father God, thank you for this blessed day. Thank you, Father God, for this blessed time and this occasion where we can come together as a body of believers, giving all our praise and glory and honor to you. We thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for your Son, Jesus, who showed us how to love unconditionally. Help us, Father God, to be obedient to the calling that you've placed on each of our lives. As I bring this message today, none of me and all of you, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, for you are my Lord and my Redeemer. And we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So today I want to bring a message along the theme of renewing our minds with a renewed thought life, a new approach, and a godly perspective of how we view and see things. And not just how we see things, but how we actually apply the Word of God to our lives and the things that we do. Being more spirit-led than being led by our own selfish ways or our fleshly ways. And acknowledging and letting God be the author and the finisher of everything that we do. You know, He's the beginning and the end. So we want Him to author our lives, write our life story. And we want Him to be the final authority on everything that we do. We like giving honor and glory to God. We have to acknowledge Him. We have to give Him His due in the respect of He created us not for ourselves, but for us to do what He's called us to do. The will of God is really bringing all humanity back together and us all being redeemed back unto Him. And this renewed mindset that we're going to look at today. So we'll look at that passage in the third chapter of John with the story of Jesus and Nicodemus. So we'll be in John 3. I'm going to read through those verses. I also want you to highlight Romans 12 and 2. And then I'm going to close out with 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. So if you can just have those bookmarked or pinned down, John 3, Romans 12 and 2, and 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. We'll just kind of highlight those scripture texts today. So with that mindset, you know, that we need to have in God, it's really about that sure foundation that we can only get through God. You know, being rooted and grounded in His Word, understanding in our relationship with Him that we're not moved by distractions or circumstances in the world. You know, the storms of life that comes, the rain and the winds that try to move us and try to shake us. How grounded we are in our relationship with God is what's going to be our sure footing. So we don't get tossed about when things, you know, the storms of life come and try to knock you over. it's really going to be, you know, are we grounded in this word to keep us from, to, so we can withstand the storms of life, we can persist, we can endure long enough to get to the point of fulfilling the seasonal purposes that God has predestined for our lives. So that really comes in, you know, how rooted and grounded am I going to be in this word? Am I going to be taken by every little thing that pops up on the internet or the 6 o'clock news? Am I going to let these things distract me from what I know and have learned from spending time with God, from reading his word, from sharing in Sunday school and Bible study? All those things that I've been rooted and grounded in, I have to let that be the author and finisher of everything. I can't let the 6 o'clock news be the dictator of my life. And I can't let the storms of life shake me and move me to change my thought process. Like, you know what? It seems like the world is getting by doing things this way. I should start doing things that way. It's like, no, you got to let the word of God direct and lead and guide your life. And don't get caught up in the delusion that the enemy would try to place in you by letting you, you know, see things going on in the world. And we're like, well, you start thinking differently if you give your mind and attention to those things instead of the word of God. Amen. So it's truly about us staying rooted and grounded. We saw what happened with Solomon. Did not stay rooted and grounded in what he'd have been given, the wisdom that had been given to him. He got away from by being distracted by the riches and taking on multiple wives and just doing everything that God had told him was not going to be good. So we look at this this passage in John 3. We're going to look at where Jesus is teaching Nicodemus about at the heart of it is really about a new mindset. So as I read through and was studying about this passage with Nicodemus's encounter with Jesus, I saw it not as a starting over, but a restart or starting again. And, you know, we know that life is a journey, so we can't look at it as like we got to go back to the starting line. But when we develop a relationship with Christ, we begin from where we are. God wants us just to get back going again. Because a lot of times when we get sidetracked or we end up out in the wilderness, we become stagnant. We wander to the point where I don't know which way to go. And God wants you to just to get started again, get moving, but go get moving in the direction that I've called you to move in. Don't just sit there stagnant, all bewildered by the choices and the decisions that you've made, and let that stagnate you from doing and being what God has purposed for you to be. He still wants to use you. He still wants you to grow and learn and get on track. So don't sit in one place. Don't become depressed or sad about mistakes that you've made. God and Jesus wants us to just begin again, start again, be renewed. It's time to pick up, dust yourself off, and get moving again. Amen? So we can't erase, you know, mistakes of our past, but we can restart again. Amen? We can start from the present. We can do right today. I can't change what I did yesterday, but I can get right today. And that's a wonderful thing, being God. This is the day that God has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Yesterday, I might have been sad in it, but now it's a new day that God's blessed me to see. So now I'm going to rejoice and be glad. So let's start again. Let's start with a renewed mindset, a renewed Christ-centered perspective is where I want us to take away from this scripture text today. Amen. So I'm going to read, picking up in verse 1, John 3, picking up in verse 1. I'm going to read from the NIV. First one says, now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. Verse 3, Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. And Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit." Verse 6 says, "Flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." So I looked at the Greek word for spirit is the same that they use for the wind. So it's like you can't explain it. You don't know where it's coming from. You can feel its presence, so you know it exists, but you can't explain it. You just know that it is. You can't control it. You just know when it comes and when it goes, and you witness the impact that it has on your life. That's how the Spirit works. It's like you can't really explain the tornadoes of life when they come in, but you see the impact that they make, right? The Holy Spirit does the same thing with us. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the impact is made evident by our renewed mindset and the way we do things, the way we talk, the way we interact with people. All that is a change that should be reflective of the Spirit of God that is in you by accepting His Son into your life. Amen? So, now, Nicodemus, you know, after Jesus said, you have to be born again, and that you have to be born of the Spirit. So Nicodemus is really confused here because he's trying to comprehend in his mind, but is only comprehensible in the spirit realm. Amen. So he's trying to talk to Jesus as in an intellectual way instead of understanding the spiritual realm that God is, or Jesus is trying to reveal to him in this moment. So in verse 9, Nicodemus asks, "How can this be?" You know, it's like, "Jesus, what are you talking about? You're being born again. I don't get it." So verse 10, Jesus said, "You are Israel's teacher, and you do not understand these things. Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things?" Verse 13, "No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up." Verse 15, "That everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." Amen. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Verse 17, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Amen. Verse 18, "Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." Amen. Verse 19, "This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil." Verse 20, "Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God." Amen? Amen. So, as I mentioned earlier, reading over this passage about Nicodemus questioning about what it meant to be born again, I saw it not as a starting over, but a restarting, a starting again. And there is a difference of going back to the starting line and starting from where you are. And that's where God wants to take you. He wants to pick you up from wherever you are in this journey of life, this marathon that we're on. You don't have to go back to the starting line, but wherever you are, God wants to start from now, pick you up, and get you going in the direction that you would have needed, he's called you to be in. God has purposed this journey for you, and he wants to guide and direct and lead you in the way that you should go, so that you won't wander and aimlessly go here and there, but you run with purpose each and every day in the purpose that he's called you in. So we stop doing things our own way, and we start doing things God's way. Amen? And not getting caught up in, I talked about the distractions of life, the things that take our minds away from God. Sometimes it's the 6 o'clock news. Sometimes it's somebody crossing you up in traffic. Anything to get you tripped up, to take your focus off of that God is a good God, that God's got me, he's taking care of me, he's leading me in the way that I should go. And all those things that happen in life, all those things that happen in the world, are the enemy uses to distract you from that purpose, from that calling. So that person that crossed you in traffic and got you distracted is trying to keep you from praising or thinking about whatever good and wonderful thought that God has done in that day. He wants to get you frustrated and mad about something that's going on, so that you get away from just praising and thanking God for everything that he has done and continues to do in your life. And it's that mindset. What mindset do we want to have each and every day? Do you want to get up and say, this is the day that the Lord has made, I'm going to rejoice? Or you want to get up each day and say, oh, it's another day. Look at these chores I got. Look at this job I got. Look at this, you know, be complaining about things that God's going to already take care of if you lean and depend on him and continue to focus on him. Even in the midst of the storms of life, you can praise God because you know he's going to bring you out of them. Even in the valleys of life, you can praise God because you're looking up to the hills from whence comes your help. Amen. So it's all about your perspective. What are you going to focus on? Your problems or the problem solver? Amen. Are you going to focus on the chaos of life, or are you going to look at the triumphs and the joys that God has blessed you with? So, no, thank you, God, that I have eyes to see and that I have ears to hear. Thank you, God, for a roof over my head in these cold and trying times, that you've given me shelter in the midst of the storms of life. So we can get into a mindset of praise and thanksgiving and gratitude instead of despair and frustration and turmoil. Amen. So, and as I talked about the distractions of life and this journey that we're on, the mindset that we have, realize that even in this race, the enemy wants you to focus on your shortcomings. He wants you to be distracted by, look at what somebody else is doing. It's like they're further along in the race than I am. Or how many times you've fallen down and tripped up. He wants you to focus on that. And God is saying, you know what? Okay, you may have fallen. You may have tripped up. But the thing is to learn from past mistakes and grow closer to God through trials and mishaps of life. So even the things that have gone wrong in life, you can say, you know what? They happened. It happened. But I learned from that. I'm growing from that. I'm not going to continue to make those mistakes over and over and over again. I've been down that road. I'm ready to travel the road that God has called me to go on and to be the person that God has called me to be. As long as you're learning and you're growing, you can praise God and thank him for carrying you from where you were to where you want to be. Amen. And where he wants you to be. Amen. So don't get caught up in beating up yourself or beating yourself down by anything you've done wrong. You know, you say, praise God, I'm moving forward. Amen. I'm not going back. And the key in life is to get up. Don't stay down on the ground. Get up. Find your way and start again. Amen. With a renewed mindset. That's how you're born again. You know what? I'm taking this born again spirit that God has given me through his son, Jesus Christ. And I'm going to start making the right choices, right? Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Okay, am I going to serve myself? Am I going to serve Satan? Or am I going to serve God this day? You choose. He's giving you the choice. So, and with the choice, he talked about choose life or death. He's telling you choose life. He gave me the answer. Choose God's way. Choose Jesus' way. and you'll start seeing the things in life that you want, desire to achieve, start to fall into place. And you keep trusting God, even in the midst of when they don't appear to be coming into place. If you're walking with Christ, you're going in the right direction. Amen. So that's why you can rejoice in it. That's why you can be glad in it. Amen. So this is the day that the Lord has made. I will, not I might or I should, I will rejoice and I will be glad. And rejoicing is a choice, church. Rejoicing is a choice. Being positive is a choice. So we have to refocus, renew, restart our mindsets to begin each day as just not another day, but another opportunity to do what God has called me to do and to be. Amen. That renewed mindset. I gave you Romans 12 and 2, and I'll read verse 2 from the King James Version. Romans 12 and 2 says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So now I'm getting into my purpose, because I'm walking a life with a renewed mindset, not with my old mindset, the way I used to do things, not with a worldly mindset, the way the world does things, but a mindset that is totally centered and focused on pleasing God. Amen. So now I'm doing good. Now I'm doing what's acceptable. Now I'm doing what's that perfect will of God, because I'm walking in purpose to what he's called me to do and to be. Amen. The transformation is manifested in our mindsets, church. How you think about things starts control how you do things and apply things in life. It begins with a mindset. You don't just start doing right. You start thinking about doing right. Then you do right. Amen. So it is that mindset that we have to have, having a renewed mindset. The perfect will of God is for all to accept him and for all to be made new and live the Christ-like Christian life. That's what he has purposed for his children to do and to be, to follow the example of his son, to love unconditionally, not to be judging of people, but to love people. He's the righteous judge. Jesus, as it said, he didn't come here to condemn the world, but to save it. So now we're here to help people, not to hurt people, not to put people down, not to ridicule and belittle people, but we're here to help build people up, help them to understand their true purpose in God, to show them the right way. Who is the way, the truth, and the life? That's Jesus Christ. So we're trying to show him the truth and not the lies of the world or the enemy that they tell you each and every day. Now you can start walking in truth, because now you know the truth and the truth has set you free. Amen. So it is that mindset. It is that purposeful living that we have. And there is a purpose and plan for each and every one of us. But we have to choose each day to walk in that purpose. Right? Amen. So the main thing is that you have to yield your old ways into this newness of life that God is calling you to live. Amen. And you have to understand that living the life that God has purposed for you brings great joy. So don't be shocked or taken off guard when a difficulty or hardship comes. You will have hardships. I say, in the world, you will have trials and tribulations. But what does God say? But be of good cheer. Why? Because God is with you. Amen. And God will strengthen you, and God will guide you, and he will shield you from all the snares and the arrows of the world and of the enemy. He will continue to protect you and guide you. So hardships don't necessarily mean that you are doing something wrong. Trials and tribulations, they do come. And even when they do, you count it all joy. Amen. So you say, okay, Mr. Torn, why do I count it all joy? Why do I have to count it joy when stuff is coming at me? Well, let's go to James 1, verse 2 says, "Brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So that just means that, church, as we count it all joy, the things that come to us and at us in life, we're giving everything, we're giving all glory and honor to God, even in the midst of trials and tribulations, even through the hardships of life. We're counting it all joy. We're saying, because we know that God's going to bring us through that, as long as we keep our eyes fixed on Him. Amen? And that mentality, that truth, comes with a renewed mind. Amen? So let me close with this final scripture, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. I'll close with this. Verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is, not he might, but he is a new creature. Amen. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. It is a new day, church. It's time to start anew by doing things God's way, with a renewed mindset. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for your word today. Thank you, Father God, for the guidance of the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us in the way that we should go in each and every day. We thank you, Father God, for continuing to walk with us through this journey in life, even with the mistakes or mishaps or missteps. Father God, you are there with us to help carry us on and continue to guide us in the way that we should be. We thank you, Father God, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for a renewed spirit and mindset to continue to fight on, to continue to persevere, to continue to endure, thanking you and giving you praise and giving you glory and giving you honor in everything. Because we're full of gratitude because you know that you are with us wherever we go and whatever we do, you're with us, Father God. And we thank you for that, for not just letting us wander out here in this world and be lost. We thank you, Father God, for the truth of your Son, Jesus, and the truth that is revealed through your word to give us a renewed mindset that we can be above and not below, that we are the head and not the tail. We thank you, Father God, and give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.